Are we to the point anyone would entertain making a motion?
I would move to approve.
We've got a motion on the floor to approve.
Second.
And a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
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 Opposed? Unanimous approval. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, you want me to put that in there as a 6-0 with one abstention?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes, for accuracy's sake. Okay. Thank you for that.
Did you get the second?
Welcome back, Randy. Okay. Next on the agenda, we've got 192 Lafayette Lane, Branson. Good evening.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay. Bobby Harkness is seeking Planning Commission approval of a Division 3 permit allowing a four-unit multifamily building to be located at 192 Lafayette Lane, Branson. Per the assessor's information, the subject property is 1.1 acres in size and is not part of any recorded subdivision. Currently, there are no structures on the property. Property will be served by Public Water District Number 3 for water and an on-site wastewater system for wastewater. Properties to the north and west are occupied residential parcels. The property to the south is a storage unit rental property. Property to the east is an 18-acre agriculture parcel. And the following uses are currently in place within 1,000 feet of this parcel. The Taney County Transfer Station, a licensed daycare, Branson Sports Club, two duplexes on Lafayette Street with a Division 3 permit, 2010-26, approval of a commercial shop, storage units, and single-family homes. The units will have three bedrooms in each unit, and the applicant plans to live in one of the units and manage the property. And this project received a total score of 14 on the Western Taney County Relative Policy Score Sheet. Got the parcel highlighted with some of the uses labeled here. Of course, this is CMEEC, Lumber, Lloyd's Electric. Here's a copy of their soils evaluation showing where their field area would be in relation to the fourplex and a driveway. And then a staff recommendation of the decision of record items.
Thank you. Good evening. Would you like to add to what to Scott's presentation?
I feel like he nailed it.
Yeah, I think it, yeah, perfect.
Okay, with that, do we have any specific questions for the applicant at this time? Do we have anyone in the audience that's opposed to this application? Anyone for this application? You want to go ahead and pop up?
Oh, I can.
If you'd like.
Ryan Stallings, and I'm for it because there's already multifamily in the subdivision, and we have a huge need for housing. So that was really my 2 points.
All right. Fair enough. So any further observations, questions, comments for the applicants? Hearing none, would anyone entertain a motion?
Make a motion to approve.
Got a motion to approve?
I'll second that motion.
Got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor, say aye. Raise your hand.
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And then for all the applications tonight, on an approval, we'll do a decision of record, which will need to be recorded within 120 days, and you'll be getting a copy of it in the mail within 4 or 5 days, and then you can come sign the original in the office or make arrangements with Marla. And if a project's denied tonight, then we'll have a letter sent out that will give you a written confirmation of that decision. So That's just a follow-up of the vote from tonight.
Thank you. Next on the agenda, we've got 360 Lone Pine Road, Branson.
Taylor and Rachel Kyle are seeking Planning Commission approval of a Division 3 special use permit allowing nightly rental use in the existing single-family home at 360 Lone Pine, Branson. Per the assessor's information, the three-bedroom single-family home was built in 2003. It's located in the Skyline Subdivision, Lot 20. The property is served by a community well for water and on-site wastewater system for wastewater. The applicant purchased the home in 2018 and is requesting to continue the short-term rental or nightly rental use of the single-family home. On April 17, 2017, Taney County Planning Commission approved a Division 3 special use permit for then-owner Jackie Hughes, authorizing nightly rental use for the existing home. It was Division 3 permit 17003. Properties to the north and south and east are occupied or vacant residential lots. And within 1,000 feet of this property, the following have nightly rental use or approval. 400 feet to the east, there's 8 lots in the Grand Skyline Estates approved for nightly rental in 1993. 330 feet so to the north at 290 Lone Pine, it was approved for nightly rental in 2015. And then an adjacent lot to the west currently is being used as a nightly rental and has been in use since 2009. The project received a total score of 8 on the Western Taney County Division 3 Relative Policy Score Sheet. I think the representative and I both have got some photos. Different areas of the property. There's the parking. There's some of the approved. Then we have the nightly rental staff recommendations that are no changes. They would accommodate or sleep no more than 8 persons, which is equivalent for the 3-bedroom. And they would need parking space for 4 vehicles.
Thank you, Scott. Mm-hmm. Good evening.
Good evening. I'm Barb Durham. I'm with Sunset Realty Services. We've signed a property management agreement with the current owners if this goes through. So I'm here to represent them, and I think Scott pretty much wrapped up everything I had to say.
Any specific questions for the applicant?
It doesn't appear that there is an existing buffer between two of the homes.
There's vegetation on the left side of the home and the back, and on the owner's prepared to build a fence on the right side.
Here's your slide.
Yeah.
What type of fence?
If it needs to be like a 6-foot privacy fence or whatever. I couldn't find anything in the code that really said what type of fence had to be built. It was just that if there was some vegetation, or there couldn't be a vegetation buffer, the board could allow for a fence.
I think in prior discussions that's been brought up as an option, a privacy fence versus vegetation, but it could be required to be that as well. Really open to that. Do we want to see if who's for and against before we...
Number 16 just says buffer. It doesn't specify. It's been used as not a rental now, isn't it?
It was, well...
The parties can get the owner.
Yes, the current owner or the previous owner had been approved in 2017 with no buffer.
Let's see who's for and against, and then we can follow back up with her on that. Give us some time to look at the buffer sign. Is there anyone in the audience that signed up to speak for this application? Anyone signed up that's opposed to this application? Ma'am, you'd like to come up?
Hello.
Good evening.
My name is Becky Penrod. I reside at 748 Skyline Road. I have resided there for over 30 years. I object to the proposed nightly rental at 360 Lone Pine Road, which is approximately 1/2 mile from my home. I have real-life personal experience with overnight rentals. There is currently one located at 725 Skyline Road, and if you want to look at the map, it is the property to the west of 360 Lone Pine. Both the Taney County and the Branson Police Department have came out on that particular property because a Texas family did not want our son riding his four-wheeler on what is our own private road, which is Skyline Road. And we do have a deed to that property. And the reason I bring this up is because a man recently approached our son, I think it was approximately 2 months ago, while he was walking on our road and had the discussion that he would be making a walking trail and possibly a four-wheeler trail above from Lone Pine down to our road. I didn't know if that was the overnight rental or not, but I wanted to make clear that that is a private road and it is not to be used for public use. I have had to pick up liquor bottles, trash, ask occupants to move their cars so I can get access to my own home. They pull in their boats. They park on our road. Kids throw out large rocks in the road. They go out for a walk and see fit to come into our own yard and enjoy the view, even though we have keep out private signs. What this county needs is more real housing, not overnight rentals. And I would respectfully ask planning and zoning to look at the bigger picture. Please do what is right for our county. I don't think we need more overnight rentals. I know there's a lot on the agenda tonight, but please. We have to live here. It creates more competition for the condominiums and the hotels. I do not believe we need more overnight rentals. Thank you.
Thank you. You want to come back up? Anything further you'd like to add or?
No.
No? Any questions? Randy, anything further on the buffer?
Well, I think it needs to be clarified. It's clarified in number 16. If it's approved, what that buffer would be.
Well, through the discussion, if a buffer is needed, that could be included in the motion. Specific to that.